For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. The Missouri House passed a bill yesterday that requires voters to show a valid photo ID at the polls. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says this comes just over a year after the state Supreme Court struck down a similar law.
The Supreme Court didn't strike down the part of the law that would have required a photo ID. It ruled that the additional option to allow voters to sign a sworn affidavit and show another form of ID was misleading and confusing. So John Simmons, a Republican from Washington, just took that sworn statement portion out of this legislation. He says the bill was crafted in direct response to the 2020 ruling.
Showing a photo ID to vote will help my constituents and your constituents ensure their vote is not disenfranchised.
The legislation requires anyone without a state-issued photo ID to cast a provisional ballot. They must return with their ID card or by comparing their signature on file. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Poor Missouri families could get money for private school through a tax credit program advancing in the state house. The Republican-led House voted in favor of the measure yesterday. Under the program, private donors would give money to nonprofits that would dole out scholarships to low-income families. Donors would get state tax credits equal to the amount they donate. Only students in cities with populations of 30,000 people or more could access the scholarships. Missouri lawmakers are discussing a bill that would prevent coronavirus stimulus checks from being taxed. Missouri News Network's D.C. Benincasa has more.
Currently, taxpayers who itemize deductions are required to include any federal income tax credit in their adjusted gross income. The federal stimulus payments to Missourians are classified as a federal income tax credit. The bill would exclude COVID-19 payments from being included in taxpayers' adjusted income. Last year, Governor Parson passed a bill that exempted the $1,200 stimulus check from state income taxes. The current bill would remove any future coronavirus stimulus checks from being taxed. I'm D.C. Benincasa, Missouri News Network.
The Missouri House of Representatives is hearing a bill that would keep medical marijuana patient names and other details from the federal government or other unauthorized third parties. The Columbia Missourian reports that bill sponsor Representative Nick Schroer of O'Fallon says the concern is largely that the federal government classifies marijuana as a Schedule I drug, with possession being illegal under federal law. Those laws also prohibit users from owning firearms, which is a focus of Representative Schroer and the House Downsizing State Government Committee. Some amendments have been suggested, including a provision barring Missouri law enforcement officers from enforcing federal laws related to marijuana. However, the bill has received general support by committee members. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.